What is calm? Calm is a state of serenity. Calm is the feeling of being grounded. Calm is a place we can all come back to if we remember it's there. Calm is clarity and making decisions confidently. Calm is remembering there is lots of good in the world as well as bad. Calm is deep breaths and the feeling of support. Calm is feeling safe and held. Calm is accepting it all. Calm is feeling connected even when everything feels hectic. Calm is not boring. Calm is not idle or permanently still. Calm is not shutting out life. Calm is not hiding away to avoid the world. Calm is not ignoring the chaos out there. Calm is not saying no out of fear. Calm is not always taking the easy route. Calm is not forcing yourself to meditate or be still. Calm is not cutting off roads to excitement. Calm is not living to the ticking clock. Calm is not overrated. Calm is within us all. Is it possible to feel calm in this day and age when we have drifted our focus so far from the basic experience of being human? How can we feel calm when chaos seems to slip its way through every crack in our personal boundaries? Is there the time to breathe when we are face to face with work deadlines, children's activity schedules, pressurised social lives, and outside expectations that we feel we must fly towards? Oh, I'm breathless just thinking about it. This is modern life. We are all on some level sucked into its messy vortex and churned out the other side with tired eyes, ruffled clothing, and many unanswered questions. It may feel like we have to go against the grain in our chaotic, fast-paced modern world to find calm, but it is completely doable. The starting point is realising that we don't have to keep up with the speed of it all, we don't have to facilitate stress every day, and we don't have to live up to the expectations of others. Finding calm is a personal project that has to work for you. Whilst writing my previous book, Happy, I pondered the subject of calm a lot. I thought about its relationship with happiness and how the two states might help each other out. I realised that calm is such an important part of the overall equation if we want to live a happy and peaceful life. It is the nucleus to it all, because if we are calm, we have clarity, we can react to situations from a grounded place, and we can open our hearts even wider with trust. The human race has had to take on so much change in the last century. We are constantly on show nowadays, voyeuristically taking snatches of each other's lives, rushing, pushing, racing, and losing ourselves along the way. Technology, the way we view success, and what we think we want out of life are all sucking us from our natural roots and catapulting us into a hurricane of sometimes destabilizing chaos. With calm comes contentment, or happiness, or perhaps a bit of both. Or wait, does happiness bring the calm? And are either of these delicious states able to exist without the other? I'm pretty sure that you can feel completely happy, yet quite frantic and het up, as I have many times in my life, those roller coaster peaks where you could scream because you're so overjoyed. Calm might not be present at all in these moments. I'm also certain that you can feel very calm, yet perhaps slightly numb or emotionless at times too. For instance, when life feels slow-paced and uneventful and sits somewhere in the middle. I've experienced these calm moments that aren't necessarily connected to happiness on many occasions. But I'm also sure that together they can be something quite beautiful. And it doesn't matter if happy brings the calm or vice versa. They are a dual goal to have in mind and they often come in tandem.